Hello and welcome to Leighton's Expert Exchange podcast. We are here today to kick off our second mini-series looking at energy tax exemptions in the UK. We're here with Zach Crossland, Head of Energy for Leighton UK. How are you, Zach?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. We've been working together to develop this mini-series, and I know that we're going to be adding a lot of value for UK businesses, helping them to understand how to save money on their energy bills. But today we're here to talk about the hidden costs in energy bills and how to mitigate them. Do you want to start us off today by telling us what are the key components that make up a typical energy bill and what should businesses be aware of when they're reviewing their costs?
Yeah, sure. So energy is a funny subject. Every business, pretty much every business, has a energy bill, has energy costs, and in some businesses they can be fairly significant. But what's interesting I always find about energy is not all businesses take that much notice of what goes into their bill. So although, yep, fantastic, we know we've got a cost at the end of each month, what actually goes into it isn't something that really energy or businesses think about. So very, very roughly, an energy bill is split in two. You have commodity, so you've got the price of electricity, the price to buy it. And that's the kind of thing that a lot of businesses probably do take an interest in, or if they've got a partner, an energy broker, an energy consultant, they're probably looking at that for them. But the other part is the non-commodity costs. And they're the costs that make up the rest of the bill. They are a variety of different things. So some of those costs will be margin and service costs from energy suppliers. So your energy supplier is making some money on it. There may be costs there from an energy consultant or your energy consultant, if you have one. But the rest of it will be made up of a variety of different things, so a variety of different costs. A lot of them will be taxes. A lot of those taxes will be there to help the government or help the UK really investing in more sustainable technology. But also, not just that, what you'll find is some of those costs will be around ensuring that the infrastructure of electricity in the UK still exists, still runs, those kind of things. So you've kind of got a lot of costs there will be around making sure that electricity can get to your building. You know, the infrastructure across the UK is absolutely vast. So there's costs in there to make sure that happens, that works. So loads and loads of costs. But essentially for me, there's two areas. There's commodity, price of electricity, and there's non-commodity, all of those charges that go alongside your bill.
Yeah. Okay. I think everyone will have known that the cost of energy has risen quite a lot in the last little while. Is it non-commodity or commodity costs that seem to have been impacted with that energy price rise?
What's been significant is both. So certainly commodity, and commodity is what has been in the news. So there will be a lot of conversations about commodity. Particular 3-4 years ago, a huge spike in costs led for a number of different reasons. It was kind of a perfect storm of issues. You had domestic issues, domestic political issues. We went through COVID. We had multiple prime ministers in a very short period of time. We then had international issues. So you had the conflict in the Ukraine having a huge impact. And then climate. So the climate had an impact because the climate is different to what it was probably 10 years ago. So it's a lot harder in terms of understanding. So look at now. So I'm in London. Yesterday was 21, 22 degrees on October the 16th in London. Just really, really mild, warm, very normal October day. It rained, it was cloudy, but it was warm. Equally, we're getting incredibly cold periods later on as well. So the climate's a lot harder to predict. So all of those things are impacting commodities. So commodities definitely gone up in value. But again, the non-commodity side is the side that isn't necessarily in the news, and it isn't necessarily something that people are talking about. That has also increased. Increased fairly significantly between 2015 and about 2021. So we saw quite a significant increase of particularly the climate change levy as an example going up quite a lot. 2021 onwards, there was probably a leveling off on non-commodity costs. This was predominantly due to the fact the government was offering support for energy bills to both businesses and domestic users. So to increase non-commodity costs at the same time wouldn't make sense. However, there is a real expectation, more than an expectation actually, that non-commodity costs will be going up from April next year. So April 2025, we should see a fairly big spike in non-commodity costs, which will impact everybody's bill. So even if commodity prices drop, as they have done over the last 12 months, your non-commodity costs are still going up. So perfect storm, but don't ignore those non-commodity costs because they are making a big difference to your bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that's having a massive impact on businesses' bottom line.
100%. I think the increase in pricing 2021, 2022 has probably focused minds. I think often in energy businesses, viewers, it's a fairly fixed cost. So my energy costs are X per month, and they tend to be around that. And because it's a... Certainly, since I've been in energy, the commodity side of energy hasn't really moved much. Sometimes it was a bit higher, sometimes it was a bit lower, but there weren't huge spikes. But of course, slowly, prices of energy have been going up, but it's less noticeable. So if you're paying an amount per month and that's in your head what you pay, if you're seeing small increases, you don't notice them as much. And those small increases have happened. So from 2015 onwards, non-commodity costs were increasing pretty much yearly. And it does have a huge impact on the bottom line, ultimately. It depends on your business, but there's very few businesses out there who don't need energy. There are some businesses where energy takes up a huge, huge, huge amount of their costs. So, yeah, it's hitting the bottom line. It's impacting quite heavily. It's putting them in a position whereby growing is difficult for them. So investing growth is difficult for them. You've then got other energy challenges on the horizon. We certainly, as a country, but across the world, we want to be moving to a more carbon-free environment or carbon-free energy world. So you've got costs such as that coming in where businesses want to invest in a carbon-free business, but are finding it very, very difficult to, because actually the bottom line of energy is a cost, which means they can't necessarily invest in infrastructure, invest in technology, invest in people to be able to do some of the other projects they want to do. So yeah, it's having a huge impact on businesses.
Yeah. You mentioned before that quite often people look at the commodity side of their energy bill and they use an energy broker to try and minimise the amount of money they're spending on their commodity side of their energy bill. What strategies or steps can businesses take to lower the non-commodity costs?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one. I energy consultants and energy brokers on the whole do a really good job at helping businesses with their commodity costs. But essentially, the non-commodity side, most of them are taxes. And I think there's a very, very different thing. It's a very, very different thing to looking at your commodity. So first of all, my advice would be, of course it would be, but my advice would be speak to an expert, speak to people who understand the taxation part of your energy bill, because it is different to the commodity costs. Most energy brokers or consultants won't necessarily review your non-commodity side. What they will do is they'll review your commodity. They will look at your non-commodity side to make sure that it's been build correctly, but they won't necessarily review all of those different costs and go, actually, as an organization, are you eligible for an exemption against any of these? So my first advice is get advice, and get advice from tax experts. So that's the first thing, not necessarily energy experts, but tax experts. The second thing is there are a huge amount of schemes out there for businesses that allow them to be exempt from some of these taxes. I'll give you a great example. CCL is the climate change levy. That can make up anywhere between 4 to 7% of your bill. That's a substantial amount of your bill. A lot of businesses are eligible for an exemption from that fee. So you don't necessarily have to be paying it. Equally, if you are eligible and you have been eligible for the last 4 years, you can go back 4 years and claim that money back. That's an example of an exemption scheme. That exemption scheme is eligible for different organisations, different businesses, different sectors. But what we do at Leighton, I think what a tax expert will do, we understand that scheme from a activity point of view. A lot of businesses may know about the scheme. They may know that if we're in a certain sector, we're eligible. But actually, sectors are relevant. It's actually, what do you do? What do you do within your business? There are a number of different things that make you eligible for a CCL exemption that are based on activity. They're not based on your sector. So it's just understanding that and understanding what you do. Getting somebody who understands these schemes, really understands them, getting that person to help you understand your business, and then looking at it in the round. So saying, well, hang on a minute, you carry out this activity on that basis, and you're in a position to be able to make an exemption from CCL. CCL, an example of CCL is self-catering accommodation is something that's eligible. A lot of farmland, a lot of farms, a lot of outbuildings are used for that, certainly in the summer. So if you're a farm and you potentially use some of your buildings for self-catering accommodation for staff coming in to pick or to work on the land, that's eligible from a CCL refund. So there's lots of opportunities there. Then you've got very, very large schemes. So EII, Energy Intensive Industries, there are a number of different exemption schemes for them. If you are a large user of energy and you're eligible for that scheme, you can get refunds across a number of different taxes. And these taxes in all can add up to 30, 35, 40% of your energy bill. We've seen some huge savings. And what's interesting there is the savings we've seen are not necessarily for businesses who you may at first instinct say are in an energy intensive industry. So absolutely, if you're in manufacturing, yes, absolutely, categorically. But actually there's lots of other industries, because again, it goes back to their activities, not the sector. And this is the difference between maybe talking to a taxation expert and an energy broker, because a taxation expert really understands the guidance, and the guidance is huge, and the guidance is always changing. So EII is an example. The guidance is 80, 90 pages long. There's significant parts of that around what is eligible, what isn't eligible, how is it eligible? And it goes into absolute detail of the practices carried out. So, it goes back to what I said at the start. If you're going to ask me, how could you mitigate some of these costs? Get advice. It's my first thing. It's absolutely get some expert advice, because, you know, worst case scenario, you have someone who reviews your business, really understands what you do, really understands some of these very significant schemes. Worst case scenario, there's no opportunity there for you. But actually what you've done is you've done everything you can to mitigate those costs. That should be done quite regularly. So that should be something you do every 12 months, absolute minimum, is get somebody to review your non-commodity costs, because again, these schemes change. We've had two schemes launched in the last 6 months from the UK government that are significant. So network charges compensation scheme and capacity market scheme. So there's two, that's a great example of two new exemptions that are there for businesses just in the last 6 months. So get advice is my biggest advice is get advice.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like there is a lot of opportunity for some businesses to really save some money on their energy bills, but it does sound quite nuanced and complex. You've touched upon, I guess, throughout what you just said there, that it's down to activity quite often that businesses will be eligible or not eligible. Is there a way that a business out there listening to this could maybe start to think maybe it was worth starting a conversation by speaking to someone in an advisory capacity?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things you can look at. I think certainly if you're to make it really straightforward, if you're a business and you make something, anything, absolutely, that's a great example of someone who should be having a conversation. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't worry about your industry. If you're making something, that should be a first trigger to say non-commodity costs is something you should be reviewing. So there's a great, really straightforward example. You make a really good point. It is so complex. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the person who necessarily knows every single word of all the guidance. But we do, you know, we're an example. We do have people who do, people who maybe have more time on their hands to read guidance in that kind of detail. But look, we do have people who do. And if I'm a business, you can't be all over everything. It's one thing I know, certainly from working it for a number of different organizations, is the most important thing is getting experts in their field. And sometimes outsourcing that expertise is just the best way of going about it. So things you can look at, if you make anything at all, absolutely, categorically. Secondly, get your bill. Have a look at your energy bill. and see if that energy bill has been split. So if your energy supplier has split your costs, because a lot of them don't. So what you'll find a lot of businesses, and again, I go back to, well, they'll know what they're paying every month. They don't know what that is, though. What exactly is that I'm paying every month? If you don't know what you're paying for, if you think about it, you probably wouldn't do that in any other part of your organization. You wouldn't just say, oh, it's fun, the bill's X. Well, what does that entail? What am I actually paying for? Understand it. You don't need to know whether you're exempt from it or not, but understand it. And I think that's another thing for me, for a business, would get a copy of your bill. If it's not split by each part of that bill, ask your energy supplier to do that for you. And once you've got that split bill, talk to someone like us and let us have a look at it and say, look, this is what we do. This is our bill. What do you think? Is there anything in there? Very quickly, we'd be able to look at that and say, it's worth a conversation. Now, whether or not that conversation leads to anything, I don't know, but definitely it's that. So my two bits of advice around that would be, if you're manufacturing or making something, irrelevant what it is, even if what you're making is something that is potentially used in another area or used by another business, if you're making something. And secondly, understand what you're paying for. Yeah, speak to your energy supplier, and they absolutely should be splitting your bill. They don't, a lot of energy suppliers. And you're talking to someone who used to work for a couple of energy suppliers, so I'm well aware of that.
It's very clear the whole theme of this conversation has been that, you know, speak to someone who knows, speak to an expert. We've obviously mentioned that we do this. This is what you do. This is your area of our services. So how can Leighton in particular, why would someone want to come and speak to Leighton in particular about their energy tax exemptions?
The one reason I would speak to someone like Leighton particularly and speak to us is a lot of businesses have probably missed this opportunity because they already have an energy consultant. And it goes back to that message. We're not an energy consultant per se. We're experts in reducing the cost of taxation for you as an organization. And at Leighton, we can do it across a number of different areas. Anyone listening to this is probably well aware, we do more than just energy. But that's what we focus on. I think the reason to speak to Leighton would be because of the setup of energy in the UK, and people use energy brokers, they use energy consultants. I think there was an assumption that this piece of work has been done. It hasn't. I can tell you that because every single day we talk to clients who have never reviewed their non-commodity costs and are coming into schemes late, very late. Some of these schemes that have lasted for years. The fact that we do multiple climate change levy claims for businesses and we work that 4 years tells us that for the last 4 years, that business was eligible for an exemption and they didn't know. And I would say 9 out of 10 of those clients have an energy broker or an energy consultant. It's far from a criticism of those guys. It's a much derided market, the energy broker market, but I'm an ex-energy broker. So I think there's some fantastic energy brokers and consultants out there, but what they do that is fantastic is they focus on negotiating your commodity costs, and they're great at it. What they don't do is focus on your taxation. That's not a criticism, it's just what they do. I don't deal with the commodity costs. I will not help you reduce your commodity costs. I will look at your non-commodity costs for you, and I can help bring them down. So I think that's why Leighton. I think secondly, you know, as an organization, what we really pride ourselves is knowledge. And I think that's what sets Leighton apart. Certainly my experience of Leighton is that what we're really good at is knowing our stuff. We are experts in our field, and we really strive to be the best in our field. So when it comes to absolute detail and knowledge and really understanding guidance, that's where we notice the difference. You know, it's not the time or place to go into them, but we have lots of different things we can do in terms of helping businesses understand where they may be eligible, because the guidance is not clear. The government guidance is
the better you know something, the more that you're able to maximize what people get back from each exemption. So we're not going to miss anything for anyone. That's the beauty of working with someone who really knows the policy, as you say, back to front.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm an advocate for the way we would work with our clients is essentially once we're not a matter of just doing a claim for you or doing a review for you. For us, it's an ongoing relationship. So our role for you is essentially it's an extension to your business. Are you going to employ someone whose only real goal is to look at potential non-commodity energy exemptions? Of course you're not. Equally, those opportunities could be worth hundreds of thousands of pounds, so you don't want to miss them. So for me, I see it as an extension to your business. Our job is to tell you this is happening. There's an opportunity here for you. Our job is to make sure we're on top of what's going on in the market. We're regularly making sure that we're in touch with the Department of Business and Trade so they tell us what's happening. When something happens, we understand it. So we'll contact you, but we'll tell you when we understand it. So for me, we're an extension of your business, and our role is to make sure that you do not miss an opportunity at any stage. So we've literally addressed the whole thing. So what we will do in a classic scenario, we'd meet you, we'd find out a bit about what you do as a business, and then we will walk through every single one of your non-commodity costs. And there's 15, potentially 20 of those. We'll work through every single one, and we'll make sure first you be paying it. Secondly, if you are paying it, are you paying the right rate? So is your energy supplier costing it correctly for you? So we'll do both of those two things for you as a standout. And then for us, it's an ongoing relationship. So every time something new pops up, we'll be on the phone to you saying we've got this new thing. And then every 12 months, it's worth reviewing anyway. So again, some of these schemes, every single 12 months, they recalculate how it's calculated. So if you weren't eligible last year, doesn't mean you're not eligible this year. And that's another thing that I think is really important for business to know. But you don't need to worry about it, because guess what? We'll do that for you. Once the calculations change, we're all already calculated for you and be able to get on the phone to you and help you out. So yeah, for me, we're an extension of your business.
Great. Fantastic, Zach. Thank you so much for chatting through all of this today. I'm sure that people are going to have a much greater understanding of the non-commodity side of their energy bill. Is there anything else that you wanted to say or to cover off before we finish up?
No, I think not really. I think that was nice to chat about it. And I think the only thing I would probably reiterate is the advice that I said at the start. My biggest advice is get advice. Speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. Generally in life, by the way, but but definitely when it comes to non-commodity costs in energy, yeah. Contact us if you want some advice. We're here to help.
Fantastic. And I think that's where we'll wrap up for today. But do you want to give us a little bit of a sneak peek at what our next episode's going to be?
I do. It's interesting. I've just talked about non-commodity and how we don't do commodity. We're going to do a bit on commodity for people out there. So we're going to get somebody, we're going to speak to one of those energy brokers, energy consultants, and have a chat about how they go about helping businesses with the commodity side. So not something we do directly, but I think it's something that's really important to our clients and really important to anyone we work with, because again, there's things you can do on the commodity side to really reduce your costs. So we're going to talk to an expert in that area. And it goes back to the message, speak to experts. We're not the expert in commodity, so we'll get someone in who is an expert in commodity, and let's chat to them and see what their thoughts are. And then I think, and then later in the month, we're going to be looking at carbon reporting, which is something that's really important to businesses. I haven't touched on it at all today because I kind of want to hold that off for the excitement of December. But we'll have a conversation about carbon reporting and how you can help reduce your carbon, and what you can do, what your plan could be, and how kind of build those plans. So yeah, really exciting. A couple of really good sessions that are definitely worth listening to.
Yes, really excited for both of those coming up in the next few months. So thank you again, Zach. Really lovely to chat, and thank you all for listening along at home. And yeah, we'll catch up in a few months with the next episode.
Thank you.
Thank you.